RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, Headline News, and News in Brief.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headline. Indonesian House urges government to improve economic performance. House to finish discussion on savings for people's housing and ban on alcoholic beverages drafts. Indonesian President Joko Widodo tells police chief to combat music piracy. Now the news in detail. To respond to people's complaints received during recess period on the past third working session of 2014-2015, Chairman of Indonesian House of Representatives Setia Novanto reminded the government to immediately anticipate the negative impact of the slowdown of Indonesia's economic performances. According to Setia Novanto, in his opening speech of the fourth working session, Indonesian House of Representatives, Monday in Jakarta, the government should respond this issue immediately to return to the performance of the Indonesia's economic rich years before. He said that many people are complaining of the recent economic condition related to the price hike of basic needs and the decline of people purchasing power.
Pimpinan DPR mengingatkan kepada pemerintah untuk segera mengantisipasi.
Government should immediately anticipate the negative impacts of the economic slowdown. If the government does not respond sooner, they are likely to be difficult to restore the economic performance that has been achieved in previous years.
Yang telah dicapai pada tahun-tahun sebelumnya.
The recess of the third working session of the House of Representatives began in 24 of April 2015 to 17 of May 2015. During recess, members of House of Representatives visited regions to absorb people's aspirations. Recess is one of the House representative function conducted by the House to absorb people's aspiration directly and to be followed up in the next working session. The Indonesian House of Representatives conducted on Monday plenary meeting to open the fourth working session. In his opening speech, Chairman of the House, Setia Novanto, said that during the fourth working session, the House of Representatives will finish the formulation of drafts on savings for people's housing and ban on alcoholic beverages, which were initiated by the House. In addition, Setia Novanto also encouraged all commissions in the House of Representatives to immediately finish drafting process to be delivered to the legislation to strengthen the concept.
Pimpinan DPR mendorong semua komisi untuk segera menyelesaikan RUU yang sudah dalam proses penyusunan.
Chairman of the House of Representatives encouraged all commissions to immediately finish drafting process in each commissions and immediately deliver it to the legislation agency to harmonize, integrate, and strengthen the conception. The legislation agency is harmonizing the draft on savings for people's housing and ban on alcoholic beverages to be ratified and approved as draft of the House initiative.
Alkohol untuk segera diselesaikan dan disetujui sebagai RUU usul DPR.
Furthermore, Setia Novanto also called on the Indonesian government to immediately deliver drafts of government's initiative to be discussed by the government and House of Representatives. Setia Novanto also urged parliament members to agree and set the legislation day every week to be able to meet the legislation target as committed. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has pledged to eradicate piracy in the music industry and ordered National Police General Badrodin Haiti to take action against those who back the crime. He said at the State Palace when meeting with representatives of the Indonesian Recording Industry Association on Monday. He said law enforcement should have been unrelenting. Jokowi said piracy in the music industry had taken place in broad daylight, as evident in the sales of pirated CDs and DVDs on sidewalks. The president also said the police had only touched the tip of an iceberg in combating music piracy, that the police had only taken action against pirated CD vendors rather than the big players. Among musicians in attendance were Marcel Siahaan, Anang Hermansyah, Asanti, Tantri Salindri, Dwiki Darmawan, and Zaskia Gotik. Indonesian Marine Affairs and Fisheries Ministry recorded that its fisheries export from January to April 2015 reached $1.3 billion, decreased around 8% compared to the same period in the previous year. It was stated by Director General of Fisheries Processing and Marketing of the Ministry, Saud Hutagalung, recently in Jakarta. He added, for April alone, the Indonesian fisheries export reached around $330 million.
Ekspor ya, Januari April itu 1,3 miliar dolar. Volumenya itu 335 ribu ton ya.
From January to April, the value was $1.3 billion and its volume was 335,000 tons. Since September 2014 until now, the tuna's price has fallen. Shrimp export value also continues to drop compared to the previous years.
Udang juga kan turun terus, walaupun masih tetap baik, tapi jauh turun dibandingkan dengan yang tahun lalu punya.
Saud further said that the main commodities of Indonesian fisheries export are shrimps that contribute 33% from the total fisheries export. The main markets for Indonesian fisheries are the US, Japan, ASEAN, Europe, European Union, and China. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Marine Affairs and Fisheries Ministry encouraged national private businessmen to utilize funds allocated by financial industry to develop maritime sector. The financial industry has allocated 7.1 trillion rupiah, or $546 million, in 2015, while in 2014 amounted only to 3 trillion rupiah, or $230.7 million. Director General of Processing and Marketing of Fisheries, Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, Saud Hutagalung, recently in Jakarta said, national private businessmen should get up and take advantage of business opportunities and existing investments.
Sekarang ini perbankan menyambut. Perbankan itu
today, banks welcome. Banking sectors in cooperation with the ministry will allocate 7 trillion rupiah. It increased 66% compared to previous years, not only to year 2014, but the total number of years earlier. Banks are ready. And the question is, will the businesses use it or not? National private businesses should take advantage well. Saud further said that if national private businessmen do not take the investment opportunities, then the foreign investors will come to invest in fish processing. Several banks which given its funds for maritime sectors, namely PT Bank Negara Indonesia, PT Bank Rakyat Indonesia, PT Bank Tabungan Pensiunan Nasional, PT Bank Mandiri, and so forth. He added, to encourage the growth and financing in the marine and fishery sector, his ministry, in cooperation with Financial Service Authority, OJK, are also cooperating through program Jaring or Reaching, Synergy and Guideline in Pantai Bodia Takalar, South Sulawesi. The program aims to address the need for all stakeholders to marine and fisheries information, financing schemes, mapping business risk and regulatory support from relevant authorities. Managing Director of Menara Digital Enterprise, Anthony Leong, escorted by Republika in Jakarta on Sunday, said businessmen of Indonesian small and medium enterprises are not familiar to use digital concept in their business. According to Anthony, with Go Online system, the businessmen can increase their income easily. He added small and medium enterprises gives significant contribution to Indonesian economy. Therefore, his party will launch a business local program Go Online to be used by the businessmen. The last item. The Investment Coordinating Board BKPM is set to hold two investment events, namely the Regional Investment Potential Exhibition and the Regional Investment Forum in three Indonesian cities to help reach its investment targets for 2015. The three cities targeted by the roadshows, which will be held from May 18th to May 22nd, are Manado in North Sulawesi, Mataram in West Nusa Tenggara, and Medan in North Sumatra. BKPM head Frankie Siparani said, escorted by Antara News Agency, in a statement in Manado on Sunday. This year, the agency would improve the organizing of the two events, which would be more focused on investment opportunities in regions to optimize the presence of foreign investors. In Medan, the roadshow will be themed downstreaming industries in the agriculture and maritime affairs sectors, while in Manado and Mataram, the roadshows will be focused on tourism and labor-intensive industries. Frankie said the roadshows in each city would offer a half-day seminar and an exhibition of regional investment opportunities. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian House of Representatives urges government to improve economic performance. The House to finish discussion on savings for people's housing and ban on alcoholic beverages drafts. Indonesian President Joko Widodo tells police chief to combat music piracy. That was the news.
Listener, coming up next, here is our today's commentary entitled Cabinet Reshuffle, Will It Be Effective? Listener, for over 6 months, President Joko Widodo, or Jokowi's working cabinet, has been running the government of Indonesia. Many parties continue to monitor the results of their work. According to President Joko Widodo, many challenges were faced in the first 6 months of his administration. A political observer, Agung Supriyo, to MetroNews.com last Friday said a cabinet reshuffle is imperative because based on an evaluation, there are some ministers in the current working cabinet whose performance is far from public expectations. It is said most of the ministers who will be changed are related to economics and finance. President Joko Widodo reportedly was disappointed and furious with five ministers during a cabinet meeting recently, as they were considered unable to run as fast as he wished. According to Agung Supriyo, at least 5 to 7 ministers should be replaced. Meanwhile, Vice President Yusuf Kalla has signaled that the government would reshuffle ministers in the cabinet because there are some who are considered as not the right man in the right place. However, until yesterday, there has been no official statement from the president on his cabinet reshuffle. Based on a survey conducted by Discussion Group and Study on Indonesian Public Opinion, 56% of the population think it is necessary to reshuffle or to have a change of cabinet, 37% say no need to reshuffle, and 7% do not know or did not answer. The survey was conducted by using probability, multi-stage random sampling with due regard to the proportion between the number of samples with the number of voters in 45 villages in Greater Jakarta. The data collection process was carried out in April 24 to 30, 2015 period via face-to-face interviews. Besides wanting a cabinet reshuffle, the majority of people want ministers who are professional and of non-political parties. Meanwhile, main supporters of President Joko Widodo during the presidential campaign, the Joko Widodo volunteers at the National Jamboree last weekend, handed over 5 addicts to the president. They asked President Jokowi to pay attention to the political consolidation, policy evaluation and performance of ministries, infrastructure and equitable development. The addict aimed at calling for the evaluation and improvement of some policies which have not been in favor of the people. It should be understood that the change of ministers in the cabinet is the prerogative of the president. Political parties, the vice president or any group of people are okay to propose the replacement of the ministers. But the final decision is in the hands of the head of state, because the president is responsible to the people. President has the full right to choose ministers in charge of organizing the government, because it is they who will help him run it. Actually, the reshuffle is necessary if there is no harmony between the president and his aides, namely the ministers. Not all people understand and want to understand politics. The important thing for the people is the clarity in the direction of the president's administration, including of the vice president and the cabinet. Clarity in the fields of economy, education, health, law enforcement, equitably, and various sectors that are closely related to the people should be the priority of the government. In addition, of course, a variety of other sectors related to the international world. If the reshuffle is carried out only for power distribution among those with political influence, then it would be very ineffective. In doing the cabinet reshuffle, the president certainly is expected to pay attention to people's aspirations. Of course, this is not as easy as turning the palm of the hand, but you should still try. And listener, that was commentary.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, meet again with me, Ani Hasana, in our regular Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We start from an event on May 18, 1980, when Mount St. Helens erupted. On May 18, 1980, a major volcanic eruption occurred at Mount St. Helens, a volcano located in the state of Washington, United States. 57 people were killed, including innkeeper Harry R. Truman, photographer Ray Blackburn, and geologist David A. Johnston. Hundreds of square miles were reduced to wasteland, causing over $1 billion in damage, or about $2.88 billion in 2014 dollars. Thousands of game animals were killed, and Mount St. Helens was left with a crater on its north side. At the time of the eruption, the summit of the volcano was owned by the Burlington Northern Railroad, but afterward, the land passed to the United States Forest Service. The area was later preserved as it was in the Mount St. Helens National Volcanic Monument. And the next event was in 1978, when International Museum Day was celebrated for the first time. International Museum Day, IMD, is a celebration held every year on or around 18th of May, coordinated by the International Council of Museums, or ICOM. The event highlights a specific theme that changes every year and that is at the heart of the international museum community's preoccupations. The International Museum Day provides the opportunity for museum professionals to meet the public and alert them as to the challenges that museums face. Indeed, following the definition of museums provided by ICOM, A museum is a non-profit permanent institution in the service of society and its development open to the public, which acquires, conserves, researches, communicates, and exhibits the tangible and intangible heritage of humanity and its environment for the purposes of education, study, and enjoyment. International Museum Day, therefore, serves as a platform to raise public awareness on the role museums play in the development of society today on an international level. And the last event was in 1974 about India's first nuclear weapon explosion. Smiling Buddha was designed code name of India's first nuclear weapon explosion on May 18, 1974. The device was detonated on the Army base Rajasthan Pokhran Test Range by the Indian Army under the supervision of several key Indian Army personnel. Pokhran 1 was also the first confirmed nuclear test by a nation outside the five permanent members of the United Nations Security Council. Officially, the Indian Ministry of External Affairs claimed that this test was a peaceful nuclear explosion, but it was actually an accelerated nuclear weapons program. The explosive yield is estimated to be around 8 kT. And listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. For today's edition, it's on the British government ready to invest in infrastructure in Indonesia. So stay tuned. Focus, daily news and events. Listener, the British government is ready to become partners with Indonesia in improving the infrastructure development plans of the Indonesian economy. The British Minister of Trade and Investment, Francis Maude, in his speech at a business luncheon with Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla at Asia House London on Thursday, May the 14th, said Indonesia would be a strong economy not only in the region but also in the world. Thus, the British government is ready to become a partner in the economic plan that will be executed by Indonesia in the near future. The Indonesian Embassy in London on Saturday, May 16, told RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, that Minister Maude is of the opinion that Indonesia has a great potential in various fields and able to make this in a very fast time. Francis stated that Indonesia will become a major player in the world, and it is appropriate that the international community align Indonesia with the BRICS member countries comprising Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and the world should also have started to spell words by using two IS in BRICS with the addition of Indonesia in it. Meanwhile, in the same occasion, Vice President Yusuf Kalla explained about Indonesia's economy development. Which will focus on agriculture, manufacturing, and infrastructure. Yusuf Kalla said that Indonesia always opened the door of foreign investors to build infrastructure in Indonesia, including investors from the UK. The attendees at the Asia House that included prominent British businessmen responded positively to Vice President Yusuf Kalla's speech, especially on Indonesia's infrastructure development agenda in the near future. Previously, in 2014, Indonesian Minister of Industry M.S. Hidayat said the Indonesian government needed increased investment in industry and services infrastructure, new technologies, and education to support the economic growth of 7%. M.S. Hidayat announced this in a meeting between the British delegation and the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry or Kadin in Indonesia last year. According to M.S. Hidayat, investment is the key to be more competitive in trade and to move small and medium enterprises. For that matter, the Indonesian government would eliminate various barriers in the economy. He said the Indonesian government needs British financier, innovation, technology, since Indonesia wants the export growth can be more focused on the UK. Cooperation between the Indonesian government and the UK needs to be improved in the future. In May 2015, the British ambassador to Indonesia, Muazzam Malik, has brought some businessmen from his country to the office of the governor of West Java at Gedung Sate, Bandung, for a closed conversation with the vice governor of West Java, Dedi Mizwar. After a meeting, Moza Malik said he had discussions with the government of West Java province to deepen the relationship and cooperation between the UK and West Java, particularly on infrastructure projects in the field of public transport, airports and water management. The British company, Moaza Malik said, has specific experience in the field of infrastructure, including the construction of airports, highways and public buildings. And listener, that was Focus. Listener, here are headlines taken from several dailies published in Jakarta today, Monday, May 18, 2015. We start from Kompas Daily, which in its headlines writes, "Stroke haunts small cities." Cardiovascular diseases related to heart and blood vessels, particularly stroke and coronary heart disease, not only belong to residents of big cities. The highest prevalence of the deadly disease in Indonesia, as well as other non-communicable diseases such as diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and cancer, has evenly occurred until a small town in many areas. Head of the Agency for Health Research and Development of Indonesian Health Ministry, Chandra Yoga Aditama, said, "Indonesia is facing a double burden of disease, a condition of when communicable diseases have not been fully controlled, and non-communicable diseases related to lifestyle tends to rise and become the number one killer." Tempo Daily, meanwhile, writes, "Corruption allegation, Indonesian Audit Board discredits Sri Mulyani. Supreme Audit Agency found indications of the role of the Minister of Finance in the sale of crude oil case estimated to cost the state billions of rupiah. The sale was conducted by PT Trans Pacific Petrochemical Indotama, or PT TPPI, in 2009. The finance minister at the time was Sri Mulyani. The findings contained in the audit of the financial statements of the central government. Based on the audit of 2012, the then finance minister Sri Mulyani approved payments directly to the PT TPPI. Media Indonesia writes, "Safe food price." The soaring food prices in a number of areas in the last 3 weeks is triggered by the bottleneck in distribution. Therefore, to stabilize the prices of key commodities, Trade Minister Rahmat Gobel makes sure the government will shorten storage time of food at the merchant level. Rahmat Gobel told Media Indonesia after attending a forum in Jakarta yesterday, it secured food prices by cutting its shelf life. Gobel continues, "Large traders who hoard food inevitably disrupt the distribution of the price of rice, eggs, chicken, and red cayenne." And we end today's headline with Business Indonesia, which writes, "Enough stock, import not urgent." The government considers the main food supply, especially rice, is enough to meet the needs ahead of Ramadan and Lebaran festivity, so the import options are considered not necessary. Based on data from the Ministry of Agriculture, rice production during January to April 2015 reaches 17.7 million tons, while consumption during this period is 10.7 million tons, so there is a surplus of 7 million tons. Director of Public Services of Logistic Agency Leli Pritasari Subakti said, "Until now, the existing stock as well as the trend of increased absorption of rice is as closely as possible to fulfill the domestic supply, especially before the Lebaran Idul Fitri festivity." And listener, that was headlines.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. To respond to people's complaints received during recess period on the past, the third working session of 2014-2015, Chairman of Indonesian House of Representatives Setia Novanto reminded the government to immediately anticipate the negative impact of the slowdown of Indonesia's economic performances. The Indonesian House of Representatives conducted on Monday plenary meeting to open the first working session. In his opening speech, Chairman of the House Setia Novanto said that during the first working session, the House of Representatives will finish the formulation of draft on savings for people's housing and ban on alcoholic beverages, which were initiated by the House. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has pledged to eradicate piracy in the music industry and ordered National Police General Badruddin Haiti to take action against those who backed the crime. Indonesian Marine Affairs and Fisheries Ministry recorded that its fisheries export from January to April 2015 reached $1.3 billion, decreased around 8% compared to the same period in the previous year. Marine Affairs and Fisheries Ministry encouraged national private businessmen to utilize funds allocated by financial industry to develop maritime sector. Managing Director of Menara Digital Enterprise, Anthony Leong, as quoted by Republika in Jakarta on Sunday, said businessmen of Indonesian small and medium enterprises are not familiar to use digital concept in their business. The Investment Coordinating Board is set to hold two investment events, namely the Regional Investment Potential Exhibition and the Regional Investment Forum, in three Indonesian cities to help it reach its investment target for 2015. That was news in brief.
This is Indonesia. Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention three tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? 9. Please write your opinion in brief about Indonesia in 500 words. Send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is Coming to Indonesia. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015, brought to you by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, and supported by Indonesian Tourism Ministry.
We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder. daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, as well as arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. I'm Steve. In today's edition, I'd like to introduce you to the Jonggan Dance from West Kalimantan Province. Stay tuned. Listener, the 30th Gawai Dayak Week will be held from May 20th until May 27th, 2015. This event is held to preserve Dayak nature and culture, Kalimantan Native Tribe. This event is held at Radak House, Jalan Sultan Syahrir, Pontianak, West Kalimantan. Various events have been prepared to enliven the Gawai Dayak Week. Among others, cultural parade, song competition, traditional games competition, Bujang Dara Mr. and Miss Gawai contest, and many others. Besides that, there are some traditional arts which are almost extinct and will appear again. One of them is Jonggan Dance. For Dayak Kanayatn people, Jonggan is not only an entertainment, but also an inseparable part of culture. Jonggan is one of traditional arts in West Kalimantan, which describes happiness in Dayak people's relationship. This dance comes from Dayak Kanayatn people's culture in West Kalimantan. Jonggan in Dayak language means dance. According to some sources, Jonggan dance appeared in 1950s in Landak Regency, West Kalimantan Province. Previously, this dance was used as an entertainment of Dayak people in various traditional events. Then, Jonggan is often performed in big events, such as wedding ceremonies, to welcome guests, and etc. Before Jonggan dance is performed, a special ritual has to be held first. This ritual is called Nyangahan, or pray. This ritual is held to ask permission or protection to the god so as the dance performance runs smoothly. Nyangahan is started by Bapamang, namely praying by leaders of ceremony in front of the offering which have been prepared. Jonggan dance is performed by 5 until 7 women. While dancing, they wear kebaya or traditional long-sleeved blouses, pacha, and shawls. Pacha is a dress of long batik fabric. The costume which is worn in this dance is very simple without many accessories. Listener, Jonggan is one of dance performances which prohibits the audience to participate in the dancing and required rhyme, but the poem has to be suitable with the theme. Because of that, this dance is categorized as interactive and communicative dance. This dance is accompanied by traditional music which consists of gabodong or drum, dau or gamelan, and bamboo flute. This dance is also accompanied by songs which describes the happiness of Dayak people. There are two kinds of songs which accompany the dance, namely soft rhythm and lively rhythm. Basically, the songs in this dance are in the form of a poem. Listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Jonggan Dance from West Kalimantan Province. We meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Thank you very much for listening and sampai jumpa.
Hello, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Merencanakan Liburan Panjang, or in English means Planning for Long Vacation. Stay tuned.
How to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
As usual, I will introduce you to vocabulary and expression that related to today's topic of conversation. I say the sentence twice slowly, and you can repeat after me. Merencanakan. Merencanakan, which means planning. Liburan panjang. Liburan panjang, which means long vacation. Kemana. Kemana, which means where. Pantai. Pantai, which means beach. Kunjungi. Kunjungi, which means to visit. Santai. Santai, which means relax. Tidur. Tidur, which means sleep or lying. Di atas pasir. Di atas pasir, which means on the sand. Bersih. Bersih, which means clean. Berenang. Berenang, which means to swim. Menyelam. Menyelam, which means to dive. Pergi. Pergi, which means go. Bersama. Bersama, which means together. Tentukan. Tentukan, which means decide. Tujuan. Tujuan, which means destination. Cari. Cari, which means look for. Tiket. Tiket, which means ticket. Pesawat. Pesawat, which means plane. Hotel. Hotel, which means hotel. Cepat. Cepat, which means quick. Mengambil keputusan. Mengambil keputusan, which means taking decision. Berlibur. Berlibur, which means be on holiday. Now we give you an example of conversation entitled Merencanakan Liburan Panjang, or in English means Planning for Long Vacation. The conversation is between Mary and Nita at the office. A. Mary. Hai Nita, liburan panjang akhir minggu ini kamu mau kemana? Hai Nita, liburan panjang akhir minggu ini kamu mau kemana? Which means, hi Nita, where are you going to go in long vacation of this week? Saya mau ke pantai. Saya mau ke pantai, which means, I want to go to the beach. Pantai-pantai di Indonesia bagus-bagus. Pantai-pantai di Indonesia bagus-bagus, which means Indonesia has many beautiful beaches. Masih banyak pantai yang belum saya kunjungi. Masih banyak pantai yang belum saya kunjungi, which means there are still many beaches that I have not visited yet. Apa rencana kamu? Apa rencana kamu? Which means, what is your plan? B. Nita. Saya juga suka pantai. Saya juga suka pantai. Which means, I like beaches too. Di pantai, saya bisa santai. Di pantai, saya bisa santai. Which means, I can relax on the beach. Tidur di atas pantai yang bersih. Tidur di atas pantai yang bersih. Which means, lying on the clean beach. Berenang, menyelam, dan snorkeling. Berenang, menyelam, dan snorkeling. Which means, swimming, diving, and snorkeling. A. Mary. Bagaimana kalau kita pergi bersama? Bagaimana kalau kita pergi bersama? Which means, why we do not go together? Mari kita tentukan tujuan kita. Mari kita tentukan tujuan kita. Which means, let's take our destination place. Kita cari tiket pesawat. Kita cari tiket pesawat. Which means, we'll look for a plane ticket first. Dan hotelnya. Dan hotelnya. Which means, and the hotel. B. Nita. Ya, kita harus cepat mengambil keputusan. Ya, kita harus cepat mengambil keputusan. Which means, okay, we should take decision immediately. Karena libur akhir pekan yang panjang. Karena libur akhir pekan yang panjang, which means because long weekend, semua orang pasti mau pergi berlibur. Semua orang pasti mau pergi berlibur, which means everyone have planned to go during holiday. A. Mary. Mari kita sama-sama browsing tiket pesawat dan hotel di komputer. Mari kita sama-sama browsing tiket pesawat dan hotel di komputer. Which means, let us browsing the plane tickets and hotels at computer. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thanks for your attention. See you and sampai jumpa. Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Dolot Pane, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, I present you some keroncong songs sung by Indonesian woman singer. Well, listener, now let's listen to the first song entitled Biola Kaca or Glass Violin by Tri Novianti. Happy listening.
Bila ku dengar biola
Biola Kaca song tells about a beautiful memory of a person in the past. The melodious strains of the violin always reminds him of the lover who performed the song accompanied by a violin. The song was composed for someone who has gone forever. The player hopes he always be happy there. This song is sung very well by Tri Novianti. Her melodious voice makes the song enjoyable. In the past, Tri Novianti was one of a singer who often performed at the Keroncong songs in TVRI. Well, listener, now here is the next song, Sampul Surat, by Wiwit Sunarto. Happy listening. Listener, this song tells about a sad love story. After shackled so long by longing, now a letter comes from a lover who has been waited. A feeling of happiness has gone immeasurably. But what about to say? No letters or new story. There is only a mere envelope. This song is well sung by Wiwit Sunarto. Her voice is soft, fits perfectly with the Keroncong rhythm. Well, listener, to conclude our musical program for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Rangkaian Melati by Wiwit Sunarto and Kesayangan by Tri Novianti. Here are the songs.
Oh,
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id. Or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.